Shalom comes to meet his friends. In the previous shir, we were zochet to see that there are two parashiyos in the Torah of Karban Tamid, one in Parashas Tetzaveh and the other one in Parashas Pinchas. And what we wanted to do is understand what the different nature of these two parashiyos are, what the Torah is coming to tell us by repeating it. And we again are basing ourselves on Sefer Ben Melech of Agon Reb Leibel Mintzberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So, in Parashas Tetzaveh, this mitzvah is coming as a Chovas Avoda to me, the Salam Mizbeach, Lifnei Hashem, Hashochein Besoch B'nei Yisrael. This is a Hemshech of the mitzvahs Hakamas Mishkan V'Vekelov, that after they have the mitzvah of Hakamas Mishkan V'Asu L'Mikdav Sheshachanti Besocham, the Torah is Mefaret Dinei Mitzvah Zu, L'Mishkan U'Lekelov. And then there's a mitzvah of Asiyah speak the Aaron Ubanov HaKohanim, and there's a tzivui lekadish is Aaron Ubanov, Bez HaMizbeach, B'Shivis Yimei HaMeluim, Kim Borsham B'Parisha, B'Shmos Chavtes, V'Zeh Adobah Shirtasalam, Lekadish Osam Lechayinli, V'Chiteis HaMizbeach, B'Chaprecha Olav, U'Mishachto Oso Lekadsho, Shivis Yomim Techapra HaMizbeach, V'Kidashto Oso, V'Yom Mizbeach Kodesh Kadosh V'Kol Menageb HaMizbeach Yikdosh. So you sanctify the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kadoshim. Anything that touches the Mizbeach is sanctified. Then we have the mitzvahs of Tamidim, Bezeh Shetasa, Al Mizbeach, Kvasim, and Eshana Shnaim, Liyom Tamid. Meaning that the Torah is Mefarish here, the union of the Mizbeach, the purpose of the Mizbeach, the Seder Avoda Al Mizbeach. That when the Shechina of Hashem is besoch b'nei Yisrael ba'ol moed, there is a chov alavod lefanav avodah ritzufa v'tmidis ba'akrovas kvasim b'nei shana shnaim le'om samid k'nemer b'hemshech ha'parasha olas tamid l'darosechem pesach ha'ol moed lifnei Hashem asher ivoid l'cha shama l'daber elecha sham v'nawadati shama v'kidashti yisrael moed v'asem izbeach v'sarim v'spana v'kadish l'chaim li v'shachanti besoch b'nei Yisrael V'yisalem l'Elohim, v'yedu, etc. Asher otzeisi, esasam miritz mitzrayim, v'shachni b'sarecham, ani Hashem elokeichem. So you have this whole parasha of the Olas Tamid as a in the context of God dwelling among the Jewish people. So this Karban Tamid is not coming for anything specific, but rather it's a Karban Yisod for the Etzem Chovas Avoda Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. And that be'etzem is minyanei tachlis hakamas hamishkan v'asiyas hamizbeach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shochem besoch b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael should serve him when they're makriv karbanos on mizbeach pesach ol moed lifnei Hashem. And the Torah is koveh dinei chova zu, and the framework of this chova, b'shnei kvasim liyom tamid. And this chova, the Torah, wasn't koveh azman, it's a chova tumidis, Yom Yom Birat Sifus Lalo Hefsek Shnaim Liyom Samid Kloshim Rashi Chavtes Membeis Tamid Miyom Eliyom Lo Yafsik Yom Bain Time. Every single day, you can't take a break for one day. This Chova is not for any specific inyan, but rather it's a fundamental obligation to serve God who dwells among the Jewish people, and it's not Tolui in any specific Zman. B'cholot Shechinas Hashem B'Sochenu Kayemes HaChova La'avdo B'Avodazu Olas Tamid L'Doroseichem Pesach Ohel Moed Lifnei Hashem. This is an Olas Tamid, the entrance to the Ohel Moed in front of God. So that is the Chova, the Geder of Mitzvahs Tamid in Parashas Tetzaveh. Another inyan is the Mitzvahs Tamidim in Parashas Pinchas. In this parasha, the inyan of the mitzvah is Lishmor L'Hakriv is Karbani Lachmi B'Moed O'Perish. The Iker Geder HaMitzvah in this parasha is Karbani Lachmi. It's my carbon, my bread of Hashem. That the Jewish people are Mitzvah Lishmor L'Hakriv Lo. That's what it means, is Karbani Lachmi Tishmeru. That Yesh Lo L'Hashem Karban Lechem Kavu. God has a constant carbon lechem. The Torah is coming here to be mitzaveh b'nei Yisrael, that they should be careful. V'hakav lo karban lechem kavua, zeh b'moadeh, that they should bring this karban lechem kavua in the proper time. And when it says karbani lachmi, when is the Korban Lachmi b'mo'ado? Torah explains, v'amarta lahem zeh ha'isha asher takrivu l'Hashem, as we explained in the previous shir. That's the Korban Lachmi that it says earlier, kvasim b'nei shana, shnayim smimim, shnayim le'yom ulasamid. And when's the mo'ado? Shnayim le'yom. The Korban Lachmi is kvasim b'nei shana smimim. These kevises that are a year old, and they're tamim, they're whole. And the moado is shnayim layom olasamid. Two kvasim every day tamid. So this geder, the geder of the carbon in Parashas Pinchas, where it says carbon ilachmi, is different than where it says in Parashas Tetzave, where there is no lashon of carbon ilachmi. And also it's the tamidus is different. In Pinchas it says moado, that it doesn't say in Parashas Tetzave. In a Parashas Tetzave, in a korban ha-mesuyam ikar tochen ha-mitzvah, and ikar ha-mitzvah b'parasha zo, yichovat ha-avodah tamidit. The korban mesuyam is not the major character of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you're serving God constantly on the mizbeach. And the kvasim b'nei shana is the kviyas tsura of this mitzvah. The Torah was koveh, a form of avoda tumidis, that it's shnei kvasim. And when it says shnayim liyom tamid, it's not a kviyas moed, it's not establishing the time. Adarabah, it doesn't have an established time, it's a constant. Because that's the inyan of Parshas Tetzaveh, that it's not telling us to bring it a specific time, but rather it's to be brought constantly. Rash, like Rashi, tamid miyom liyom, v'lo yafsik yom bein time, that it's a constant. But in Parashas Pinchas, the etzem karban is karbani lachmi lisha rechni chochi, that's meyikar tochen ha-mitzvah. That's zeh ha-yisher shat ha-kribu l'Hashem kvasim nei shana. So that's the parish of karbani lachmi. What's my karbani lachmi? What's my karban, my bread? Here the ikar is the actual karban that you're bringing, not the avodas Hashem atmidis. And the karban that you have to bring is kvasim b'nei shana. And what's the time for it? B'mo'ado, there it says a lashon of mo'ado. The Torah is koveh mo'ed for this carbon. When are you bringing God his bread, his food, kibiyachol? Shnayim le'yom olasamid, k'lashon Rashi b'mo'ado, b'chol yom ha'mo'ed ha'tmidim. In other words, every day causes a chov of carbon ilachmi. Every single day, this day is kavua for this chov. It's not pshat that you bring it every day as a constant, because that's the geder of the zman, that there is no zman, that it's just always, but rather it's not always, it's every day. Every day is gorei menuchova. It's a different geder, it's a different different nature, different definition. So this is a chovas yom. It has a zman kavua b'chol yom she'etzem hayom ki yom. The very day as a day is gorei this chiyuv. And this chiyuv is every day, because every day anew is gorim chovas karbani lachmi. Every day is the specific moado. And it's pashut according to this, that the chovas hamusafim, that the Torah was koveh, chovas karbanos miyuchadim, liyamim miyuchadim, eino meinyan hamitzvah kafishu mitzara parasha b'titzabe. Musafim don't belong in titzabe. Because in titzabe, the giyom isn't gorim a chovah. In titzabe, the chov is a constant. And therefore, it's not time to bring the musafim. It's not time to talk about the musafim, because it's a constant. Only in Parashas Pinchas, where there's a kvius of yom yom, there's a specific day. In this framework, we could talk about musafim, that also the yom is gorim this chova. So since there are two separate inyanim in the midst of tamidim, that explains the havamina of the medrash that we saw in the previous shir, that you'd bring four korbanos every single day. Shnayim mishum inyan ha-mitzvah b'titzave, two whilst the mitzvah of titzave of avodas Hashem atmidis, and two whilst the inyan of the mitzvah in Parashas Pinchas, that you have to, there's a chova every day to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu his karbani lachmi, his special karban for that day. And therefore you think to bring four. So kamash malan, and that when you bring these two karbanos, one in the morning, one afternoon, you're mekayim both chovos. You're mekayim both the chiyuv of avodas Hashem atmidis, of serving Hashem constantly, and you're also mekayim the chova of the karban in its specific time. So according to what we said, we understand that the geder chovas atamid is different Two parashiyos, two inyanim. Mitzad inyan mitzvah parashiyos tzitzah v'dechovas tamid b'chol yom is because the mitzvah is tamidis. It's not totally b'zman kolshu. Together, a mitzvah is tamid. It has to be constant. No stopping, like Rashi says. Negeder in Parshas Pinchas is b'moado, that it has a specific time, and you're bringing at this specific time. It's gori mechov of carbon ilachmi, bringing a specific carbon. This carbon has a moed in zman kavua. What's this moed in zman kavua? Every single day. That's the time. Kolashin Rashi b'chol yom u'moed hatmidim. Every day is the time. So it's a din in the time. It is a time. We asked in the previous year, but Mordo is a time-bound mitzvah. This is a constant. No. This is the moed. The moed is every single year. You don't think of it that way. You think moed is from time to time. We asked, but no. Every day is from time to time. Every day is a different time. Every day is mechayev this carbon. That's what we see in the moed on Tambit. So we have Shnayim Liyom, Ola Samid, in Parashas Pinchas, that the tzura of the Shmiras Ritzifus Hatmidius, the tzura of being constant about it, is by bringing every day to Tmidim. In Pinchas, we have a Chiyuv of the day. The Shnayim Liyom is not because of the Tmidius, that you have to bring it constantly. So every day is another way of saying constant. But rather, it's Shnayim Layom. Every day is Mechayev, two new korbanos. Every day is Mechayev, a new korban ilachmi. It's not one constant chova that one has for one's lifetime that we have to have in the base of Mikdash, this korban tamid. But rather, every day is Mechayev, is a new Mechayev. Of a new korban alechem. So that's the general mahalach, and then in the next shir, in Yitz Hashem, we would like to continue onwards and talk about Tamid after Shabbos and continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.